can't believe we're still doing this. Right, lads, remember, we're doing the theme tune today. We haven't got any more money left for royalties.
You are joking.
I am not joking.
You ready?
Ian, take it away.
Possibly the lowest moment in my life, though.
That's worse. If you're wondering why we've done the theme tune ourselves, Mugabe.
Fucking cunt.
Where the fuck are you? Where's our £26,000 that we've already Western Union transferred over?
Can't believe you got this again.
I get the feeling it was a scam.
It seems so genuine, though.
It did, didn't it?
And normally I'm not a sucker for that kind of thing.
I think he's appealing to my better nature.
There's always a chance. Let's not write him off just yet.
He's from Nigeria. What's not to trust?
Good point. So anyway, here we are again. Why the Queen?
Yeah, she's still hanging around in 60 years. God bless your mom.
God bless you,
God bless you.
They love the Queen down south, don't they?
Love a
fine royal family.
Love a fucking bit of the Queen.
Love the Queen down here.
Anyway, coming up to on today's show, we've got quite a bit of science, so here's a pervy doctor.
Good morning, Miss Chapman. Take a seat.
Morning, Doctor.
And how are you?
I'm feeling a bit run down. Just don't feel myself.
Oh, that's not good. Tell me more about how you feel.
I can't relax. I just feel really nervous, really worried about everything.
Are you sleeping okay?
No, I've not really slept well for a while. I feel really anxious, really unhappy.
Has anything changed at home or at work?
I'm really busy at work, struggling to keep on top of everything. Barely enough money to pay the bills. And then there's the kids.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to just pop your breast out?
My breast?
Either's fine. Now they seem to be in order. Very good. Very good indeed.
Okay.
Nothing obviously wrong, Miss Chapman.
That's good, I suppose.
Anything else?
No.
Bye then.
I've been worried that the podcast isn't highbrow enough, right? I was thinking we should include some science in it.
What do you mean, not highbrow?
Not highbrow. It just seems nonsensical, the majority of it.
No, I disagree. But
science is popular, isn't it? You got Brian Dix, Bangles the Theory, all that kind of stuff. So let's do some science. What hypothesis should we test?
Here and now?
Yeah.
What can we do there in the space of a podcast?
There's a hypothesis that's been puzzling me since childhood.
Go on.
Tree ball mint one.
About sticking
Remember
it?
That? Yeah.
The flavor one?
Yeah.
Sticking it up here.
That's it. Tree ball mints are a minty bit stronger. Stick them up your bum and they last a bit longer.
Yeah. That's what they last 3 minutes in the mouth. If you suck one.
Well, let's get that officially noted now. I'm going to eat the first one in the conventional manner.
Yeah.
Orally.
And then we'll do it.
Can I just ask?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, on the second part, you're doing that yourself, aren't you?
Got it.
You don't want us too involved in.
Nope. We're not involved in inserting it.
We're not going near your bullet hole.
You just clock the time.
Okay.
As you tell us
when you go, ready? When the sphincter closes around it.
Yeah, that's when it's technically here.
Yeah.
Ready?
Go.
Go.
We're off. Okay. We'll come back to you in probably about 2 minutes, 45 seconds, if my maths are right.
Right, Pierre, we'll leave you with that. We've got to go over to Gary Tompkins now, our sports reporter. We've got some breaking news. Gary.
I'm here with Karl-Heinz Pfefferkopf, head of the Berliner Philharmonic Orchestra, who has just broken the news that star signing Yuri Balachenko has been sensationally relieved of his duties. Karl-Heinz, one question, why?
Well, Gary, in the results business, and results have not been great for us.
Admittedly, Balachenko got off to a rocky start when he dropped the baton at his debut, but that was even before the concert had started, and it was revealed he had a trapped nerve, so the sacking seems a little harsh.
Nein, das was not the reason. That was unfortunate, and we recognised that and gave him the benefit of the doubt, but overall the performances were inconsistent.
His last performance ended with a standing ovation, so have you jumped the gun?
This is true, but other performances were not so great.
Was that down to Balachenko, though? There are rumours that the woodwind section, who've been with the Berliner for 15 years, wield a lot of power, and it was them who influenced you, as they were unhappy with the higher tempo Balachenko tried to introduce.
Paper talk, Gary. Just paper talk. I'd like to go on record and say thank you to Yuri Balachenko for the effort and work he put in, and we wish him all the best for the future.
Rumours are that 25-year-old protege of Simon Rattle, Jose Oliveira Dominguez, is lined up as Balachenko's replacement. Is that true?
Again, just paper talk.
Karl Heinz, thanks for talking to us.
A pleasure as always.
That was our man in the know, Gary Tompkins, chatting with Karl Heinz Pfefferkopf shortly after he'd announced the sacking of Yuri Balachenko from Berliner Philharmoniker a few days ago. Pfefferkopf, of course, who announced that Jose Oliveira Dominguez has been signed from Portuguese outfit Orquestra Sinfonieta de Lisboa earlier today for $50 million.
Can't believe Balachenko's gone. What has happened to modern orchestra?
It's not the same as it used to be, orchestra.
Too much money in it.
£3 to get in when I was a kid. Lost touch of them then.
Wasn't well, like this back in the 70s.
They used to be, you know, working class, and now they're, you know, living in their own world. Yeah. Too much money.
Too much money in it.
Arabs getting involved, buying orchestras left, right and centre.
Yeah.
Throwing money at it. It's not the same.
No patience anymore.
No, I mean, you don't get 3 years in a job, you get 3 months. Anyway, so... For one night only, we have a guest slot on the weather this week. It's the Gypsy Kings.
Cloudy, do you think?
I think that's what I got. I don't know if overcast translates in Spanish as it does in this country, but that for me would
take a brolly just in case.
If you're popping overcast. So is Ian with the traffic and travel news?
Traffic and travel news now, and first up tonight, a hatchback is a car body style incorporating a shared passenger and cargo volume with rearmost accessibility via a rear third or fifth door. A blue circle with three arrows in a clockwise direction means mini roundabout. The stopping distance at 60 miles per hour is 73 metres. And finally tonight, there is no flashing amber phase on a toucan, puffin or equestrian crossing. That's your traffic and travel.
So we're back here in the studio with Peter and the scientific experiment. So has the tree bore mint finally dissolved?
It has been digested. 1 minute, 46 seconds.
1 minute, 46. Note that down. Orally, 1 minute, 46.
I can smell the minty freshness from here as well.
Yeah, pleasure, actually. Very nice, that was. I have to use an extra strong mint. They don't seem to do the standard tree bore mints anymore. I'm hoping that doesn't bode bad for part two of the experiment. Speaking of which...
Well, they are bigger than they used to be. So this is the anal version.
This is the anal version.
Have you got much experience of sticking stuff up your hoop?
No, but they're quite big, aren't they?
They're bigger than the original tree bore mint. That was my point.
Yeah.
So, you know, have you taken on more than you can chew?
They're pretty dry as well. That's going
to
hurt.
Am I allowed to wet it first?
It's your experiment, Peter. You...
Go in dry, I would say.
Part of me thinks...
I think dry, because...
If I lick it, the saliva might speed the digestive process.
Precisely, so you're interfering with the experiment. You've got to go in dry.
That's going in. I wish I'd used a polo, but not as big.
I'm putting in a condom.
Could have been the hole with the mint instead of the mint with the hole. Anyway.
Mouth
whistling. Oh!
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, he's...
Ready?
Yeah, go on. Do it.
Holy moly.
Oh, it's in.
You ready to go? Yeah, it started. Go.
Going. Horrifically, we'll be back to see the result of that experiment.
You've got your squirming.
Fine.
Is it not burning?
It's warm, yeah.
Okay. We'll come back to this later.
It's all for science.
Here's a guy I could probably take a look if you have any problems. It's another pervy doctor.
Good morning, Mr. Cuthbert. Take a seat.
Morning, Doctor.
And how can I help you?
It's my ear. It's really sore.
Have you had a blow to the ear? Or have you hurt it with anything? Like a cotton bud?
Not really. I've had a cold for a few days, which I can't seem to shift, but it's... Now my ear just really hurts.
You've got a temperature?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you want to just pop your breast out?
Pop my breast out?
Uh-huh. Either's fine.
Why do we need to...
Pop your breast out.
Really?
Pop it out.
What, now?
Pop it... Pop your breast... That's better. eyes. Nice breast. Okay, you've probably just got an ear infection. I'll write you out a course of antibiotics. You can put that away now.
Right, I've just had a look at the Talking Spite inbox. Nothing.
Barren.
As usual.
A wasteland.
Why don't you email us? There's a fair chance we'll read it out. It's talkingspite@gmail.com.
It's better than a fair chance. It's guaranteed cast iron.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's make that pledge now. If you send us an email, we will read it out.
Anything. Even if you tell us it's shite, which is
a fair chance that will happen.
And true.
Yeah.
Anything.
Join us after the break.
Ooh, is that what I think it is?
Yes. It's the delicious taste and smell of rind.
Oh, it's heavenly.
And not just any rind. This is 100% pure rind, with no added flavourings, preservatives, or bacon.
I love a rind sandwich in the morning.
Doesn't everybody? Rind.
Eating rind causes premature death. Oi, Baldy! Fed up of being called slaphead in the street by strangers? Tired of missing out on fun times like these? Then help is at hand thanks to Halligan's new state-of-the-art hair clinic. Using the very best in scalp technology, Halligan's specially trained surgeons will transform your balding dome into a luxurious head of lustrous hair, using specialist equipment and pubic hair forcibly removed from prisoners. After a short operation, you'll be the talk of the town and the girls' locker room with your fantastic coiffured locks. So why delay? Visit Halligan's Hair Clinic today. The Halligan Hair Clinic, part of the Halligan Group. Halligan's, the brand you can trust.
Well, that hair clinic advert was very interesting. I think I might have to give them a call.
Absolutely. As a bald man, I'll be certainly paying them a visit. I need all the help I can get in the hair department, be it pube or otherwise.
Yeah, I'm not bothered if it's pubes. Here's some more medical tomfoolery.
Good morning, Mrs. Cranston. Take a seat.
Morning, Doctor.
And how are you?
I've found a lump.
A lump?
In my breast, I found a lump.
Oh. Other than that, though, how are you keeping?
Well, I'm pretty worried about it. The lump. Do you want me to?
No.
You're going to examine it?
I don't know if that's essential. I mean, do you actually feel ill?
Not as such.
Well then, let's not get all bogged down in that unpleasantness.
I'm just worried that it might be, you know.
Yeah.
You see, because just here.
Put it away.
There's a small lump in the...
Away. That's better. So, anything else?
No.
Good. Won't keep you then.
I assure you.
Bye now.
Okay, it's time for a regular feature of the podcast. We've got some more celebrity facts for you. Peter, what have you got this month?
Sports facts this month. Fact number one, Argentinian footballer Hernan Crespo is so called because of the amount of cress he eats. A lot of cress.
That is a lot of cress.
Sport fact two, prior to becoming a professional snooker player, Barry Hawkins had a short-lived pop career as Sophie B. Hawkins.
I've never even heard of Barry Hawkins, the snooker player. Is he any one?
Have you heard of Sophie B. Hawkins?
I've heard of Sophie B. Hawkins. What was her favourite song?
Damn.
I wish
your love.
Shite. Yeah. Okay, yeah. For me, the Jackson 5, obviously the black harmony band, originally planned to be the Jackson 8, but Gordon, Glenda and the Reverend Jesse weren't up for it. Apparently Glenda and the Reverend Jesse refused to participate on moral grounds. Gordon was apparently committed to the final series of The Professionals, and Lewis Collins had threatened to fuck him up if he quit the series midway through, so that's a fact.
What were they morally against?
The music.
The music?
Yeah. I thought I was going to make up the numbers because their surname happened to be Jackson.
Yeah. Surely the outfits as well. They had some bad outfits. Yeah. Of course, they're the Jackson 4 now since Michael left the mortal coil.
Moved on. He moved on. It was a sad time. Secondly, contrary to popular belief, Graham Norton is a homosexual.
I've heard that. Have you heard that?
I don't believe that.
Rumour on the internet. Spreading.
Apparently that's true.
Yeah.
Straight. Definitely straight.
Graham, what have you got for us?
In 1983, after a successful world tour, Sir Paul McCartney decided to celebrate by hiring out an entire branch of Carpet World on the outskirts of Luton for a week. Only family and close friends and the cast of Juliet Bravo were permitted to enter. The entire week was spent admiring carpet samples, downing can after can of Lucozade, and performing the Hokey Cokey every night at 11 p.m.
He knows how to party, does Macca?
He does.
Incredible stuff. How did he find this thing? How did you find that out?
Contacts.
Contacts in the business.
You spend time researching it. We put the work in.
I've got one more fact as well.
Okay.
Far away.
In Fijian dialect, Edith Bowman translates as "cleanse my buttocks with fresh seawater."
Got to be fresh.
It's got to be fresh.
Fact.
100% truth guaranteed.
Excellent.
Okay, and another regular feature coming up now is our celebrity spotting.
Celebrity spot.
I haven't spotted anyone because I've spent the whole week indoors.
Dear.
So, Ian, you spotted any?
There's been a few spots, yeah, just the two this week. Gordon Ramsay was spotted grouting his face in a B&Q in Swindon.
You're going joking. On there?
What's going on there?
What's he doing? What's that all about?
Celebrity spot.
Wayne Rooney spotted on a football pitch in the Ukraine. Killeen, nowhere to be seen. What's going on there? He's up to no good.
Celebrity spot.
And lastly, Stephen Hawking was seen fixing a puncture on the M11.
Was he?
He was.
What's going on there?
Stephen Hawking.
Fixing the his puncture, own puncture.
Yeah, but on the M11.
What's he doing there? What's going on there?
Is he any relation to Sophie B. Hawking?
Yeah. And Barry Hawking. Yeah,
yeah. They're all the same person.
Hawking's going to get one show. Hawking. Amazing. And that's it from the celebrity spots this week. Ramsay will still be grouting his face, I would imagine, next week as well, because he's obviously got a lot of face to grout. But we'll see. We'll see who's around next week, month.
So here's your horoscopes.
Aries, Bjork is on her way to your house. Best hide the crockery. She's not in a good mood. Taurus, preheat the oven to 100 degrees Celsius. Remove the sleeve and pierce the film lid. Paste it on a baking tray and cook for 20 minutes. Make sure your product is cooked all the way through before serving. Gemini, you'll be a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do. Lucky Blue Peter presenter, Peter Duncan. Cancer, resist the urge to buy that red leather kilt you've had your eye on. As soon as you get to work, you'll be escorted from the building and subsequently fired. And forced to go on the game. Is that what you want? Probably, but it's still not right. Leo, challenging times ahead as you become Elizabeth I for a week, and the Armada has just turned up. Good luck. The future of England depends on you. Lucky slang term for lady bits, bacon goalposts. Virgo, you'll be forced to take legal advice, as Bruce Forsyth will tell everyone who'll listen that you've blocked his toilet with a 3-foot bum log. You know it was Vernon Kay, but how will you prove it? Libra, dance yourself dizzy. Go on, you know you want to. Scorpio, excuse me, where do you think you're going? I don't care if you once gave Tim Westwood a piggyback in Ibiza. Your name is not on the list. Tough. Now clear off before I call the lads over. Sagittarius, not a good month, as a fireside chat with Sally Gunnell takes an unwelcome turn as she slips her tongue in. Into your left eye, that is. Get the doctors quick. Lucky STD, syphilis. Capricorn, your dreams of a dark, beautiful fence, which will be the envy of the neighbourhoods, are dashed when you discover Christine Blakely naked in your shed, showering with the last of your onseal, while Adrian Childs films her. Aquarius, good news. That ill-advised rap album you recorded with the Queen Mum doesn't look so ill-advised now, as you storm to the top of the album charts, just in time for Father's Day. Pisces, I saw you last week on the high streets. Yeah, I did. You were coming out of Greg's with a steak bake and a bottle of Oasis, wasn't it? Weren't you? Must have been Dave Wilton then. Sorry about that. Lucky Nell Mangle. Nell Mangle.
The sun is the star at the centre of our solar system. Chemically, About 3/4 of the sun's mass consists of hydrogen, whilst the rest is mainly helium. If you were to take helium, then your voice would sound a bit like mine.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor Dix. Well, from one scientist to our own resident scientist who's conducting his experiment, it's Peter.
We're done, it's finished.
You're done?
Yeah, 17 minutes, 15 seconds.
And the oral digestion took?
Oh, that was
1 minute 46. Yeah. And the anal consumption, I wouldn't call it digestion.
Yeah, well, it's
17 minutes.
17 minutes, 15 seconds. I'll prove it's gone. Bear with me.
Go on.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
The happy smell is better, yeah.
I wouldn't say happy.
Hang on, there's not a trace of residue.
I'm going to fart now, enjoy this. How nice is that?
Mint.
How nice is that?
Fresh. So, oral digestion, 1 minute 45. Anal digestion, 17 minutes 15. Tick the box, treble mints.
Prove the old adage.
It's proven. I'd say not even a bit longer. Loads longer.
Treble mints do last a bit longer if you do stick them up your bangle. That's official.
If you'd have any further suggestions for hypotheses to prove, email us them at talkingspite@gmail.com.
In Edvard Munch's painting, The Scream, a strange, agonized figure stands against a blood-red sky with a look not too dissimilar to the mother of the teenage slut who recently found her daughter pleasuring me in their utility room for £10 and a bottle of Blue Wicked.
What aftershave you wearing this month, Ian?
This month, it was a mistake on my part, but it was 2 for 1 and I couldn't resist, but it's called...
You love a bargain.
I do love a bargain, and it's called Ponce for Men Who Like Men, and it advertises itself as having the odour of Deep Heat Workshop and leather all rolled into one.
Ooh.
I say 2 for 1, it is 2 for 1, but it's also got like a face moisturiser, a body cream, the full pack.
Sounds quite poncy, so yeah.
It's very poncy.
Bet you didn't get any Bellwiff wipes with that.
No Bellwiff wipes, no.
Have you had much luck with
it?
I don't know if luck's the right word.
Luck is the wrong word. No, I haven't actually, so clearly Ponce is it's not correct.
Not a winner then,
rethink yourself. Not really, not for me. I mean, I'll wear it, because obviously I bought it. I'll run it down until it's out, and then I'll go back and look for something different.
So this time your spendthriftness
has backfired.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't backfired, is it? Because you haven't had any male attention, so...
If anything, it's worked out nice.
It's worked out.
I've had no attention, though.
Well, that's fine, isn't it? Do you want the attention?
Some attention would be nice.
Off men?
Off anyone. I don't care if it's men, women. Ideally, not men.
Maybe spend a bit more next month.
I might just put more on. Lather myself up in it from head to toe. See how I get on. Graham, aftershave?
Jibber Jabber, the fragrance from Mr. T.
Nice.
Jibber Jabber?
Yeah, Jibber Jabber.
Quick, you're Jibber Jabber.
It's Mr. T here.
Any good?
No.
Okay. Peter?
Human Cry.
Do you think it was a labour of love making that?
I think, yeah. The love and affection has gone into the fragrance.
Mind you, it ain't going to work for you no more.
I don't even know.
I can't stand it. I just don't need it. I'll stick to my own aftershave.
Human Cry. Whatever happened to Human Cry?
Cry dead.
Cry dead. That's your actual names. Mr. Hugh and Mr. Cry.
He's called Pat something.
Sharp. No, that's not his DJ.
I don't know if he works for a newspaper in Scotland.
Who does?
Pat.
Who's Pat?
He's put a Hugh and Cry.
Pat Cry.
Who's Pat Cry?
It's Hugh and Pat Cry.
Why are you wearing Hugh and Cry?
I don't remember last month's horoscopes. The remake of Duty Free had to be cancelled due to the fact that Ladysmith Black Mambazo were unavailable to play Linda.
I remember that.
Remember that, yeah?
Yeah.
Producers got in touch with me. They said they were impressed with the production work I'd done on this podcast. Yeah. They said they're that impressed that at one point in episode 2 they almost laughed. I did that good a job at it.
Almost.
Almost laughed, yeah. So they said,
not bad.
Peter, can you find Linda instead? Find someone else. If Ladysmith Black Mambazo, because they're the natural first choice, aren't they? You know, the South African male choral group to play Linda. Yeah. If they're not available, who else you get?
The original.
Exactly.
Linda was the
posh
love interest.
Yeah, the
blonde,
love interest.
Blonde, skinny, regular
woman. Yeah. Baron Bean.
Like a face off David. Crying much.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I'm tasked with doing that, I'm going to buy the fragrance of Hue and Cry, because they never stop looking for Linda, do they? That's what they do.
Did they find her?
Still looking now.
It's not going to work then, is
there's
it?
Some logic. There's some logic.
Yeah, but
there's no logic, because they never found her, so he's not going to find Linda.
They're not going to find her in a 3-minute song, but they probably went off afterwards.
Yeah, but he says they're still looking.
Still looking now.
That was like 20 years ago. Have a rethink, Pink.
And this is just to get someone in the line for
Linda.
The remake.
Remake of Duty Free. Yeah.
What's Keith Chegwin up to?
Oh, yeah, good call.
I'm thinking Keith Barron.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Keith Chegwin can play Linda. He's not very busy at the
again,
moment.
He's better looking.
Yeah. Right, everyone, that is it for this month. And as it's the Queen's Jubilee, we're going to end with the national anthem. So please be upstanding.
Don't save a gracious queen. Don't save a fucking queen. Don't save the queen. Send her a best we got. She is the queen of us. I bet she's good at that. Our fucking queen.
This music backwards is going to sound horrific. What the hell? Talking Spike was written, performed, recorded, mixed and edited by the same people who did it last time. So if you want to know who that was, then go onto iTunes and listen to the other shows. You can also find more nonsense on Facebook and YouTube, just search for Talking Spite, and email us at talkingspite@gmail.com. That's your lot, bye bye.